I suppose it's the flip side of being real. It's about flying in the face of reality and saying, "Ha! See what I can do." First time you fly to catch, there is no part of your brain where there is room for anything else. This is the technique, do this, do that, do that. This is the technique, do this, do that, do that. This is the technique, do this, do that, do that. This is the technique, do this, do that, do that. This is the technique, do this, do that, do that. This is the technique, do this, this is the technique, do this, do that, do that. People bungee jump all the time, don't they? People throw themselves out of planes. There's you know, nothing like that feeling of rushing through the air. And at the same time, you know, for me in a performance context, while I'm not just a bungee jumper or a parachutist, the eyes of the audience are on you. And you know that in some sense, in this particular art form, in this particular skill, they are watching you in case you fall. Now, nobody wishes you illness, sickness, and death and disaster, but that is undoubtedly part of the draw of watching and, to a certain extent, the draw of performing, even though I'm kind of faking it. I have no desire to put myself in genuine danger. And yet the reality is dangerous. At the moment of the catch, there is only one place your brain is, and it's right here, right now. And that, you know, hearing that, feeling that, bang, if you're lucky enough to have the lights behind and get a bit of chalk dust, you know, that your brain just soaks all these things up. And there you do really have, you really have a different sense of what is real. You can be a superhero. There are many hooks. I mean, there are some kind of fairly obvious ones, which you might not realise at the time, but people tell you and you go, oh yeah. You know, your body releases lots of endorphins, your body releases lots of serotonin and lots of exciting chemicals that make you high and challenged and bereft when you come down. You know, when I was younger and used to think that these things were more profound than perhaps they are, I used to sort of liken it to a drug-taking experience. There's a lot of anticipation. This is the technique. A lot of getting ready. Do this, do that, do that. Then something brilliant happens that you can't quite remember in a very short period of time. And then afterwards, you just have the memory that it was all good. And then after that, everything just seems very pale. I've had a long conversation with a friend about this, who has theories about about those people that choose to do circus and their mental health and their possible mania and depressions. As I spoke to him, I sort of engaged with things that I hadn't perhaps thought about before. I thought, actually, yeah, that particular act I do is all about pain and suffering, and that other act that is similar is all about jubilation and release. Maybe I am manic depressive. You know, bing. I'm not sure that I am, to be honest. But in my head, I kind of can fly. I know I can't fly, but there's something about being able to say that this is what I do that plugs into one's sense of self, to my sense of self, and allows me to be hyper normal, I think.